all of the boats that have been laid up for winter maintenance have now fallen off of their blocks and their props and are just laying on their side. Some are still fairly precariously balanced, which is why we've had to close off this whole area just to keep it safe until we can try and get the boats back into some sort of order. Unfortunately, with the high water coming at 10:15 this morning, with the winds the way they are at the moment, I think that this area is going to have to remain out of bounds for the rest of the day. Looking at it last night when I was down here with the teams, we were doing patrols obviously and trying to secure whatever we could. The conditions down here were absolutely horrendous with waves crashing over the walls. As you walk down towards the yacht club and the breakwater area there, all the boats that are lined up here on the southern side of the model yacht pond there, they're mostly all lying down on their sides, and like I say, there are a couple that haven't quite fallen yet, which are even more of a concern. I believe there's some damage to the cafe down at the end, and we've also got some of the sailing dinghies that have been just lifted and blown up. The slipway down into Havelet has completely broken up. The concrete slabs have all broken up just through the force of the water, so we'll have to look at that when we can get to it. We kept the clipper alongside because the conditions were such that she couldn't actually sail with the wind as it was, so she was moving around quite heavily on her moorings, and we had to assist them putting some extra mooring lines out to keep her safely alongside and make sure that the captain had his engines ready to keep the ship there if they had any problems. She managed to get out at around about midnight when the winds abated for a short time. We had quite a lot of damage in the Victoria Marina with a lot of the cleats and securing arrangements breaking. I believe we've also got some of the containers over in the commercial area that have moved. We think we might have one in the water, so we've got to put some of our divers down.